This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the warrior, the root's on fire on USA Radio Network here with my flagship station inside the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land. My flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET in Las Vegas, owned and operated and founded by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, syndicated by USA Radio. Owned and operated by the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my shot in national syndication. That's why this show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. The most fan-friendly show in America. Love to hear from you. A couple ways you can contact me. Number one, you can call the show. Phone number 833-WAR-TALK, toll free. Anywhere in the USA, 833-WAR-TALK. We've got callers on hold right now, and I'd love to have more. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. And number two is I love to hear from you via email. You inspire me. You motivate me. I get my energy from you, my best ideas from you. And I read every email. WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. So we're having a big event on Friday. There's many ways to describe it. It could be called the Civil Rights Protest. It could be called Open Nevada and Stop the Insanity. It could be called Open the Economy, Unleash Prosperity, and Free the People. I'm kind of your Open Nevada Grand Marshal, Wayne Allen Root. And I'm calling it the world's first drive-through protest caravan. Because we're never getting out of our cars. We're not going to violate any rules or guidelines. Nothing's going to be reckless. Nothing's going to be unsafe. There's not a single thing the government can do. We're just going to drive down the strip. Hundreds of our cars will drive down the strip, holding hopefully hundreds or thousands of us. It's going to be the biggest drive down the strip ever. This Friday, April 24th, meet at 2 p.m., and start the caravan protest at 3 p.m. It's kind of a protest and a celebration. Because I'm protesting that we've got to reopen the economy. We've got to. And if the governor of Nevada, Steve Sisolak, between now and then makes an announcement and says he's going to reopen the economy, great, then we'll celebrate it. But either way, we want to celebrate small business and celebrate the employees on the strip who need their jobs back and celebrate Mayor Carolyn Goodman, who we're going to have as a guest in this hour, at about half past the hour she comes on. And we want to stop the economy, we want to celebrate capitalism, but we want to stop the insanity. It'll be America's first drive-through protest. That's really what I'm calling it. Because we're driving the strip in our cars, and you're going to listen to my show from 3 to 6, and I'm going to do the show live from my car with Lee Elsie, my great friend and guest host on the East Coast of the United States, guest hosting with me. So you'll hear exactly what we're doing, exactly how we're doing it, when we're doing it. The entire time you're riding in the caravan, you're tuned in your car or radio to 790 AM. KBET. And our show is going to be a one big three-hour rolling celebration of this caravan and everything it stands for. With guests who are in the caravan and guests who are outside the caravan and call-ins from all of you who are riding in the caravan. It'll be a lot of fun. And we'll drive the entire strip. We're going to start. We're meeting at 2 o'clock at 7310 South Las Vegas Boulevard, the Premium Outlet Mall, right behind the Chevron station and McDonald's, right there. And we're going to drive the entire strip to downtown Vegas, and we're going to end at the Federal Office Building, the Grant Sawyer Building, where the governor's office is, Governor Sisolak, 555 East Washington Avenue. And we're going to make it rain. They're going to hear us from Vegas Strip to Carson City to Washington, D.C. So loud, Trump will hear us. We want hundreds of cars adorned with red, white, and blue. A show of strength, a massive show of strength to show the politicians how we feel. but follow all traffic laws. We don't violate a single guideline. Don't get out of your cars. Bring a mask if you do. Don't do anything stupid or reckless. Follow all the traffic laws. Drive the speed limit. Stop for lights. We never, don't block the road. We never violate coronavirus guidelines. In our cars, listening to all the speeches, instead of standing at the end at some rally, you're going to listen the whole way during the 3 hours to Wayne and your favorite politicians, your favorite conservatives telling you why we've got to reopen the economy, and special guests in the procession. It's all like a drive-in church service. This is a drive-through protest. And by the way, no hooligans wanted, no violence, no Confederate flags welcome, only American flags, and only polite messages to the governor. We got to make our point the right way, the peaceful way, the civil disobedient way. And we can prove that we can run our businesses the same way we're running our drive-through protest. We'll follow the rules. We'll follow the guidelines. But we got to get open before you bankrupt America and put everyone out of work for life. And I'm calling all motorcyclists. We want all the motorcycles we can get and all the Harley riders we can get and all the truckers, all the 18-wheelers out there. Join us. If you have any questions, email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Let's take JD in Las Vegas on line one. JD, you're on with War. Are you going to be out there with us on Friday?
You better believe it, partner.
Beautiful. Love to have you there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got you. We hear you loud and clear.
You know, it's so frustrating, Wade. All the hard work after listening to you and Megan, all the hard work you do and others, and all we do to try and make our Republican office holders be aware of voter fraud and support them to allow money like this getting into that bill when it should be a clean one-page bill to help small business owners. I mean, just the recent history, the 7 or 8 congressional seats we lost in California. You're talking about that Jay Inslee from Washington State. You know, they stole the last 2 governor elections up there. The Republican governor in Washington State was ahead. And then they had ballot counts after that. And it was like 500 votes. They beat them both times. It was a paisan, too. and then, you know, if you remember back to Minnesota when Al Frankenstein, he beat Norm Coleman.
He ripped off Norm Coleman. I remember that.
With 1,300 felon votes. I mean,
yes.
Where is Schumer? I mean, not Schumer. Where is Mitch McConnell? I call him McConnell. You know, where is McCarthy, the guy from California now, the new guy that's in the minority of the House? Where are the leaders of the Republican Party? Why? I'm just so frustrated, Wade. You know, sometimes you just want to throw your hands up and then you say, nope, can't do that. Got to get in the fight again. But they just let so much of this stuff get by. I'm just frustrated by it, I'll tell you.
I know. I'm frustrated every day. Look, I love Trump, and yet, you know, he said, here's all the money for small business, and it all went to, you know, Ruth Chris got $20 million of it. She's got 500 restaurants and 20,000 employees.
Like Harvard needs 8 cents. I mean,
right, Harvard wasn't part of the small. Yeah. Right. Harvard wasn't part of the small business one, but they were part of the overall stimulus, and that's a joke. Yeah. It really is. I mean, one company gave back millions today, $10 million. I don't see why Harvard isn't going to give it back. They should give it back. They should be embarrassed and forced to give that money back. Why?
Exactly. And the flaw of that CARES bill, there are people all over the country that don't need the $1,200. You know, and they're just giving it to every stumble bum in the country.
Well, correct, and they're not giving it to all the people who make good money, but who now are in desperate shape because they have owned 5 restaurants and they have 5 bankrupt, closed, shuttered restaurants. They could use the $1,200, by the way. It's their money that's funding other people's $1,200. Those are people that don't work, but the people who work, they're not going to get the $1,200 because they made more than $75,000. Who comes up with these numbers? All right, JD, appreciate the call. We'll see you on Friday. Dina on line 2. Dina in Las Vegas. We're on with Wayne Root. Hi, Dina.
Hey, hi. How you doing, Wayne?
I hope I'm going to see you on Friday at this big event we've got going.
You are going to see me. I'm going to be there with bells on.
All right, good. And bring a lot of friends. Everybody bring your friends. Everybody bring 5, 6, 7 cars. We are going to make this the biggest protest of cars ever seen on the Vegas Strip. Friday, meeting at 2 o'clock, starting at 3. Dina, what's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is I was wondering if maybe you could bring it up to the mayor. Have you been looking into Dr. Shiva, S-H-I-V-A, he's on Twitter with V-A underscore S-A?
I know he is. He's been a guest on my show. He's a good guy.
Okay. Well, he's been really pushing and a lot of information about these vitamins D, C, and A. And I'm just wondering why Dr. Fauci and none of these other so-called specialists even bring this up.
Well, first of all, you said bring it up to the mayor. Obviously, the mayor has nothing to do with whether vitamin therapy is good for disease or coronavirus or building your immune system. The mayor has nothing to do with it.
Well, but maybe she could mention it to our worthless governor, and maybe he could, you know, let the people know, and they could start taking vitamins and taking care of themselves, and they don't have to worry about this virus.
Well, look, you know, if you listen to my show, Dina, that I'm a vitamin guy. I've always been a vitamin guy. But the governor is not going to make any announcements about vitamin C. They don't stick their necks out about anything. It's up to guys like me on the radio. I believe in vitamin C. I take megadoses every day for 40 years now, and I don't get sick. And I believe very strongly in many other nutritional supplements, all of you know. So, look, I'm on the team. But none of the politicians are ever going to mention vitamins, including President Trump. They're not going to do that. Even though intravenous vitamin C, by the way, has been used successfully by hospitals all over the United States to treat some of the recent coronavirus patients. Just an article in the New York Post. They're using it like one hospital chain has like 30 hospitals in New York City, and they're all using megadose intravenous vitamin C on the coronavirus patients. And I saw a doctor who was on death's door that was going to die in Seattle, Washington, and they gave him intravenous C along with a new drug, and he made a big comeback. Who knows if it was the C, but I'm sure it didn't hurt, because I know intravenous vitamin C is effective and instantly absorbed. Anyway, look, we can talk about it on the radio, but and by the way, there's no cures. We know that. It's effective, but no governor is going to talk about it. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestnote.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Otherwise known as War, Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty HealthShare is an insurance, but it is better, in my opinion. It's better than health insurance, because I had Aetna, and I was paying $2,000 a month, and they covered nothing, and now I've got Liberty HealthShare for 4 years. It's not like this is some new experiment. 4 years I've had Liberty HealthShare. They are a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and that means you can sign up any time of the year. They have no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers. There are no contracts. Starts as low as $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. I join. My four kids are members. Liberty saves me $18,000 in monthly premiums each year. And so this is my fourth year. I've saved $72,000 in premiums. And when I had my kidney stone surgery last year, first time I've ever been operated on in my life, first time I've ever been in a hospital in my life, first time I've ever been sick in my life, kidney stones, $27,000 bill. And you know what's funny about kidney stones? It's probably because I'm in such good shape. You ever hear someone say, I'm in such good shape, my health is so good that I got sick and needed surgery? Well, I'm on a keto diet, which is almost all protein, and I got kidney stones. And they come from protein. So I eat so healthy, unfortunately, it causes too much protein, causes kidney stones, and I got kidney stones, and I got a $27,000 bill. And guess who paid all of it? Liberty HealthShare. Plus the doctor, plus the surgeon, plus the anesthesiologist, all paid. I never even saw their bills. Kind of weird. It's not health insurance. It's better. It is Liberty HealthShare. This is the way healthcare should be. Give them a call right now at 855-58-LIBERTY, toll-free, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. You tell them Wayne Root sent you, and you will be treated like the biggest VIP in the history of healthcare. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. right, some other news. There's lots of news out there. There's so much news, I can't keep up with all the news. Let me go to the New York Post, because I saw a story that interested me at the New York Post. Anthony Fauci, who I'm not a fan of, suddenly offering hope that there's going to be Major League Baseball this year with fans in the stands. Not just baseball, but with fans in the stands. There's a potential avenue for Major League Baseball to have a season that includes some fans in the stadiums this year, although not at full capacity, according to Anthony Fauci, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Fauci reiterated that Major League Baseball's idea of having a shortened season with games played in one or a handful of cities without any fans and with strict guidelines is a more feasible way to play during this pandemic. But another version of the plan could limit the number of fans in a stadium, seat them spread out to observe social distancing rules, and make sure they're wearing masks. That is possible, Fauci told Jack Curry on Yes Network, that's the Yankees network. So it's possible that we could have Major League Baseball. He says, you can't pack a stadium, but I think it's quite likely. I think it's more likely you're going to have more of a television baseball than a spectator baseball. But Major League Baseball is exploring multiple plans aimed at salvaging its season, with the Arizona plan gaining the most attention. All teams would play at multiple sites in Arizona while living in something of a bubble where everyone is tested. There is limited interaction outside of the bubble and games are played without fans. And they started it up with Chinese Professional Baseball League, and I saw they did the same thing in Japan. They're playing games without fans. And you know, I don't know why no one's mentioned this. One of the weird things about playing, and by the way, the NBA is thinking about a shortened season, some sort of a multi-team playoff season over the whole summer in Las Vegas. Just like baseball would play only in Arizona, they would play NBA games only in Las Vegas. And they already got a model for it, because they play the Vegas, what's it called, the Summer League. The NBA Summer League has played in Vegas for like the last 20 years. And, it's a perfect model for how to play the NBA playoffs in Vegas. But nobody's mentioned this. I'm sure they're thinking about it, because I can't be the only one that's thinking about it. But if you're going to have no one in the stands, it's weird to watch on TV with no one. But it's not like I care if there's anyone in the stands or not. I only care about the results on the field. But you're used to hearing the people in the stands. I don't care what I see in the stands. So every time they play, I've seen this done before. Why don't you put fake people in the stands and play fake cheering like they do in a sitcom, right? So you'll hear constant noise. It'll be fake noise from a ball game somewhere else simulated in the past, right? Computer simulated noise from a ball game. And then the minute there's a hit or a strikeout, giant noise, cheering, screaming, yelling. That'll be just like people are in the stands. What do I give a damn if there's anybody in the stands? I just care about the touchdown on the field, or the home run on the field, or the strikeout on the field, or the hockey goal on the ice, right? Or the slam dunk in a basketball game. And then the crowd screams as if there's 80,000 people screaming, but there's no one there. You're making it up, just like they do in a sitcom. Everybody laughs on a sitcom. Look, he said something funny. There's nobody actually there. Why do you need fans? You don't need them. Put 60,000 robots in the stands and let them all cheer. Wayne Oliver, we'll be right back. With the mayor.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is pushing the Democratic-led Congress to provide more cash for the popular Paycheck Protection Program.
My administration continues to press Congress to replenish the enormously successful Paycheck Protection Program, which has impacted 30 million American jobs.
The president says a lot of progress is being made and hopes the Senate will vote as early as Tuesday. It would then head to the House on Wednesday and to the president's desk as early as Thursday. Governors are continuing to announce timelines for relaxing strict measures taken to mitigate the coronavirus. Many states are dropping stay-at-home orders beginning on May 1st. This comes as mounting tensions rise between Americans who feel the government is overreaching their authority and holding protests all across the country, and governors who are issuing executive orders. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior, your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, always fighting for taxpayers and business owners, especially small business owners, and the citizens of the United States of America who work for those businesses. Wayne Allyn Root Show, run unfiltered on USA Radio all over the country, but my flagship station is always and will always be Las Vegas, KBET, 790 AM. I just love my local station because this is where I live, this is where I work, this is where I play. This is my home for life, Las Vegas, and I can only think of one person who's loves Vegas more than me and takes care of Vegas and fights for Vegas and fights for the little guy and gal, and that's what I try and do every day, but she is so great at it. She's one of my favorite politicians in America. Her name is Mayor Carolyn Goodman. She is the mayor of Las Vegas, and we've got her on the show. Mayor Goodman, how are you?
I'm fine, and I just am so sensitive to all of this and appreciate your having me on.
Yeah, well, you know, look, I'm on your team, and by the way, it's not like I've ever said Democrats who close economies are bad people. I know they mean it to save lives. I know Governor Sisolak is trying to save lives. I've always gotten that. But I think you have to think about the lives you're ruining if you save one life and ruin 10 for every one you save because they're in poverty and misery for the rest of their lives or never have a job again or have to live, basically on welfare the rest of their lives or have a job again, but it's at lower income for the rest of their lives, and they're already 50 years old. There's a lot of things you got to weigh against just the illness, and there's a lot of different forms that cripple people. One is the illness. The other is poverty and misery. We've got to get the economy opened again, and I know that's your mantra as well. You have the floor, Mayor.
First of all, I want to say I couldn't agree with you more. This is all about saving our seniors, and that's where we should have been right in there up front in February or even as far back as January, because these are people that are always vulnerable. I am also a senior, and so while I know that's the focus, this is the place that was not broken. This was an entertainment capital of the world, great, great convention place. Now major league sports, places of people to get together, have a great time. And we weren't broken. We had never in these years of growth and development had an epidemic of anything. And, of course, since my earliest days during the polio epidemic in the 50s, we have never shut down our country. And then, of course, the Legionnaires' disease in Philadelphia, where we found out, our scientists' work found out that was through the air conditioning. We've had West Nile, SARS, bird flu, all of these epidemics that are health-focused.
And never close the economy.
Never, never.
Never.
And you're right. It is the middle and low income this is killer for. They're out of jobs. We had 15,000 homeless students in our public school system back in January. 15,000. Well, you can imagine what that number is going to increase to because these parents who work in hospitality, which are service jobs, cleaning rooms, working in the kitchens, working as crossing guards, working as bus drivers, any job they could get, middle and lower income, and they can't even feed their children now.
And it's not just... It's everyone.
People.
Right.
It's a small business man or woman who saved all their income to go ahead and open it. And yet, too, it is the owner of a bigger business who feels terrible. He's had to let 7,000 people go off without health benefits, without any type of income to feed their children. So I understand this. I totally believe we all have to be respectful of each other and cover our mouths. This is something you learn as a child. And when you put your little child for the first day in kindergarten, they come back within a week's time and they've got something and it goes right through your family. And for those who really understand that, they know that this had to have been a different approach. And there is, and when you listen to Dr. Fauci, who is the guru of this, he has said this may last for months. It may last to the end of the year. It may recur in a year. So what do? We just sit here with our heads in the sand?
Right,
no,
ruining people's lives.
We take care of our seniors. And talk to me about our first responders. What does everybody think all of these nurses and doctors and technicians have been doing every day of their lives, but putting their faces right in the face of any disease, any medical complication, or working themselves to death? Now all of a sudden, hello, everybody. You finally see who these great sacrificial people are. I mean, it just blows me away.
Mayor,
love our doctors, and we love our fire and rescue. We like the people who are out there all the time doing for others rather than self-serving and feeling entitled.
But I was going to say that I'm a guy who has always fought for small business because I am a small businessman, and I'm an SOB, son of a butcher, and my dad owned a small butcher store, a two-block butcher store. And so all I could tell you is that I've always felt businessmen, small businessmen and women, are first responders. I love firemen, policemen, and paramedics. They put their life on the line, and that's great. I fight for them all the time. But I also believe we do not give enough credit to small businessmen and women who are first responders, because when the economy's in trouble, they're the first ones to keep pumping money in their business, keep people employed, add new businesses, create more jobs with their own money, their own risk. And if you had asked every small businessman or woman in Vegas, would you be willing, if you're younger and healthier, you're under 65 and you've never been sick in any major way, would you be willing to fight this disease by being on the front lines just like a Costco employee, just like an Albertsons employee? Why wouldn't you be able to run your small business with a mask, with gloves, and with spacing and social distancing? I'll bet you every small businessman or woman in Vegas would have said, I'm on the front lines. I'm willing to do it. I'm not going to give my business up. I'm not going to lose every penny I've got. And I don't want my employees to lose their jobs and be homeless. And yet we never gave them that choice. That's always been my point. Closing hotels and casinos, we could all debate that, and we got to get them open again. I get that. But I just want to say to you, small business never had to be closed. If Costco can be open under certain rules and guidelines, why can't the average small businessman or woman be open under the same guidelines?
Well, we live in Nevada and we live in Las Vegas, you and I. And so our responsibility, we can't rule the world. We can't rule this country. We were not broken. And so that this has happened, when is it going to turn around? And listening to Dr. Fauci is that in a month, 3 months, a year, and are we going to close down every single time? Never before have we closed down, and every one of these hotels prides itself, as does every business person, prides themselves on their cleanliness and having repeat customers. What do you think? This was not broken. That is
right.
The problem. Something came in here. It has hit our seniors. We needed to be preemptive on that, but now make sure we're pumping air. And, of course, we should have been looking all the time, and this is national as well as local, to make sure that we have shored up all of our public hospitals and all of our private hospitals with the right equipment to make sure we could handle an epidemic. We have the flu every year. We have car accidents every day. These are destroying lives, but we don't shut down and
Correct.
Take our low-income service people, our middle-income people, and throw them to the wolves,
and
or take our business, small
right.
business people
right.
who saved all this money and opened their vitamin shop, or they're a barber or a hairdresser. These people live on those fees, and we have denied them. You can't have a barber. You can't have a barber just with him behind your head looking
well, that's
forward.
That was my point. Why can't a barber or a butcher or a candlestick maker who saved their whole lives to open a business and employs two people, why can't they abide or be just as brave as
well,
the people
could.
Who work as a cashier at Costco? Of course they can.
Okay.
There's no reason why they can't.
You know, but I have to tell you, in the truth of all of this, I am so proud of our community wanting to fix this and of working together to make this happen. But we really need to be sure that we are looking at the entire picture. The cure cannot kill more than the disease. And that's
Correct.
What is going to be here. So to me, we need, first of all, since this polarization of the Republicans and the Democrats for the past 8 years, 12 years, however long it's been, and the hatred and the non-truths that are spread. It's enough. This is not the United States of America, fortunately, that I grew up in. And people need to sit back and stop hating each other and stop spreading rumors and lies. We need to work together for this generation that's going to take over. And we should be concentrating on clean water and clean air and the environment and a positive help us. Put the ideas together. Don't complain. Don't all the time think you're entitled to everything in the world. The reality is we are here to make this world better for the next generation, and we all need to work together. So I'm very proud of our community who has followed the top executive's orders, as do I, and follow what he has dictated. And so from this point on, we need to get back open. We need to get back open soon, because this population will become part of the homeless population, and we can't go there. We cannot handle that, and we can have all these children abandoned without a place to lie down, to go in and be quarantined. They have no place. Where are they going to quarantine? With their family in a car?
Mayor, we got to run. I want to mention again, she's one of the few politicians in the country that's been on the same bandwagon as Wayne Allyn Root, which is we want to protect the vulnerable, we want to have guidelines, we want to wear masks, whatever we have to do to keep people safe, but we need to open the economy. Got to open the economy. Mayor Carolyn Goodman, distinguished mayor of Las Vegas, a great fighter for taxpayers and employees and small business owners and the whole strip, and a great ambassador to Vegas. Thank you, Mayor Carolyn. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior. The big event is coming up on Friday. I'll tell you about it as we end the show tonight. We only got seven more minutes in this segment. So first of all, let me mention the sponsor, then I'll mention a few hot news stories I haven't gotten to yet. And then I'll tell you about the big event on Friday that we're organizing. Could be the biggest protest on the Vegas Strip ever, in my opinion. I think we can do it based on the emails I got from you on Friday. It's going to be the biggest ever. By the way, two states are announcing they're getting back to business. Georgia and Tennessee are starting to reopen the economy, which is good. Strauss Heart Drops is the sponsor of the segment of the show. They're good, too. I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. Strauss wants you to get in front of a mirror and look at your earlobe in the mirror. Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops have helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. They say the best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. So do you have a crease in one or both your ears? Go check it out in the mirror right now. Look for the crease in the earlobe. Heart attack and stroke, number one killers in America. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees you satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It is the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. Might be too late. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. Go online, thepowermall.com. Remember, this doesn't have to do with retail shopping or all the problems we don't have anymore because of coronavirus. This is something you can do online. Anybody can order anytime. It's always there. Thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Look up Strauss Heart Drops and then get cinnamon flavor. That's my tip for you, cinnamon. Ayanna Presley is one of the members of the squad, as they call them, the commie squad, with AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. The other one is a little less known than the other three, is Ayanna Presley. She's a Democrat congresswoman from Massachusetts, and she says Trump's handling of coronavirus is akin to war crimes. This is where the exaggerated hysteria just drives me crazy. How stupid can you be? How vicious can you be? How fake and fraudulent can you be? It's just insanity to say something about Trump's handling is like war crimes. He's actually done a pretty darn good job. And when all of you were saying, Nancy Pelosi was saying, well, go to Chinatown, enjoy yourself. At that very moment, people were, you know, this thing was percolating and people were going to die. And she's telling you go to Chinatown and it's racist to stop the flights from China. And Trump stopped the flights, thank God, on January 30th. This country would be in so much trouble if Trump didn't stop the flights on January 30th. The only mistake he made, and I said this, stop all the flights, every flight from every country in the world now. Stop them now. And if he had done that, wow, would this country be a fortress? I said, make us Fortress America and close all flights. Especially Europe. Why only China? You know, and if you stop flights from China, what about Hong Kong? What about Thailand? What about Vietnam? What about 80 other countries in the area? You got to stop them. And the mistake that I didn't understand was, if you stop flights from China, you're only stopping Chinese from China. But you can't stop, or he didn't stop, Americans coming back from China, including American citizens of Chinese descent, coming back to their own country. Now is America. They live here. But you let them back in without ever checking their temperature. They were just walking through airports and walking home. And with it, they just spread it all over this country. Hundreds of thousands of people came back since he banned Chinese from coming here. Chinese, meaning people from China were banned on those flights, but not Americans coming back. And there were lots of Americans coming back. It's not that they were Chinese. They could be white Americans. They could be black Americans. But many of them were Chinese, originally born and raised. They were visiting home, and they were coming back. And they brought the disease with them. He should have stopped everybody from coming back until they were tested. You can't let them just walk into the airport and go back to their house. They spread it all over the country. So if you'd stopped all flights, that would have been it. We would have really won big time. But to say that it's akin to war crimes, keep in mind there's really only one state in the entire United States that's in terrible shape. New York, or the New York metropolitan area, New York, New Jersey, Southern Connecticut, terrible shape. Why is it Governor Cuomo guilty of war crimes? Because it's idiotic to blame. He didn't know what was coming, and Trump didn't know what was coming. Now, you could blame Fauci. Everyone says he's so great. Oh, he's the brilliant doctor. He's the one that should have known this was coming. That's the big mistake, is that no one blames Fauci. I don't blame politicians. Politicians don't know anything about medical issues, health care, nothing, zero. So if you have any questions about the Friday event, and we meet at 2 o'clock, and then the caravan starts at 3, and we're going to just take over the Vegas Strip. Friday, April 24th, next Friday, this coming Friday. Just email me if you have any questions, wayneroot@gmail.com. It's Open the Nevada Economy and Stop the Insanity Rally. Coming up, meet at 2 o'clock at 7310 South Las Vegas Boulevard, Premium Outlet Mall, right by the Chevrolet station and the McDonald's. And we drive the entire Vegas Strip together. We ended the federal building, the Grant Sawyer building. Let's make it happen. It's going to be the biggest Vegas event, Vegas Strip event ever. Courtesy of all the fans of Wayne on the Root. I know you're all coming. We'll see you there. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Any questions at all? Speak to you tomorrow and see you on Friday.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.